Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave LaPointe. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pete Stanisek. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Landrum. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Nichols. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jay Tibbs. And now, play ball. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Guillen hits a pop-up into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Calderon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Baines moves to third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stanisek hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LaPointe fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Murray hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gerhardt strikes out. 2 outs. Tito Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Landrum hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Landrum. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Mark Salas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Salas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pasqua moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hill hits a pop-up into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stanisek. Boston reaches second base with a double. Pasqua scores. Salas moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. One out. Carl Nichols is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shue hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Calderon strikes out. 1 out. Greg Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stanisek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanisek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Donnie Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Salas moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. Salas moves to third. 2 outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gerhardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerhardt hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Salas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Salas is walked intentionally. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Nichols is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Shue is 0 for 1 in the game. Shue hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanisek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanisek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on LaPointe. Stanisek moves to second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles too. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Nichols and he is safe. Hill steals second. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmidt covering, for the out. Hill moves to third. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines is walked intentionally. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Calderon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray strikes out. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gerhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerhart hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pasqua strikes out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Salas strikes out. There goes Walker. The throw from Nichols to Ripken, and Walker is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. One out. Carl Nichols is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Davis now pitching. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shue is 0 for 2 in the game. Shue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nichols moves to second. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanisek is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stanisek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Stanisek reaches second base with a double. Nichols scores. Shue moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Fred Lynn pinch hits for Billy Ripken. Fred Lynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shue tags and scores. Stanisek tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Orioles, 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stanisek scores. It's 5-4, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez now playing second base. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nichols settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-4 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Doug Sisk now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gerhardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerhardt hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsolak pinch hits for Tito Landrum. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Murray steals second. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orsolak strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheets is walked intentionally. Terry Kennedy pinch hits for Carl Nichols. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Orsolak now playing right field. Terry Kennedy now catching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kennedy for a passed ball. Calderon moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Calderon scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 5, Orioles, 5. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Salas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shue takes first base on ball 4. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanisek is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stanisek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson pinch runs for Donnie Hill. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Boston is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Manrique now playing second base. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Thigpen. Ripken moves to third. Murray moves to second. Keith Hughes pinch hits for Ken Gerhart. Keith Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hughes is walked intentionally. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsulak is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsulak hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Murray moves to third. Hughes moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.